Okay, I'm so excited. Joining us on the phone right now is bassist William Murderface from Death Clock.
I can't hear you. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you, Murderface.
Well, hurry up, because I gotta watch Guy's Big Bite. He's making pepperoni lasagna.
Okay, that sounds good. I'll just hop right in. Murderface, who would you say are some of the influences on your career?
Some of the influences on my career would be cancer, the way it eats away at people and takes the most muscly athlete and smartest person in the world and just reduces them to just a quivering corpse. Stonewall Jackson, Civil War general, because he was crazy. Oh, like murderers. Murderers and stuff.
Wow. Well, that's messed up. When you're on the road, Murderface, what do you like to do for fun?
Oh, man, you know, just, I'm just a simple guy. Just some top shelf liquor, top shelf poontang, top shelf chicken wings.
How are things with the other guys in Death Clock?
Oh, great. Awesome question. Great. How come everything that's about me never turns out to be about me?
No, we'll talk about you if you want. What got you into playing bass?
Well, why didn't I not start to play bass? Let's just say I'll give you the reasons not. It wasn't because guitar's too hard. That's not why.
What about the rumors we've heard about Death Clock helping out Dr. Roxo?
Yeah, I'd like to help that guy break down the elevator shaft, if you know what I mean. What am I going to help him with? Okay, rumors.
I'm not trying to make things uncomfortable.
I don't want to make you uncomfortable, but I'll make you uncomfortable. Oh, I don't want to smash your face. Oh, but here's a brick really hard in your face.
No, man.
I don't want you to feel bad, but I let you on fire.
I don't think
that doesn't make sense. Interview over.
Murderface.
Goodbye.